Welcome to this audio download on the Salcombe Kingsbridge estuary, produced by the South Devon Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty. The Salcombe Kingsbridge estuary is unusual. It is complex, with creeks running off to all sides like the spread fingers of a hand. And it has a huge tidal reach, with up to 6 metres between high and low tides. But the thing that really makes it a rarity is that there's no river. A few streams supply a trickle of fresh water, but not much, and so the water here is saltier throughout than in most estuaries. These unusual conditions make for a very special environment. People have lived around this estuary since Neolithic times and have always used the water for transport. Indeed, paddle steamer ferries plied daily between the waterfront towns of Kingsbridge and Salcombe right into the 1930s. Old records reveal a place full of mariners, sailmakers, boat builders and others making a living from the estuary and the sea. Fishing has always been important here, and the estuary is especially well known for its shellfish. The sea floor yields a seasonal harvest of scallops, and large quantities of crab are landed here. In the 19th century, the shipyards and beaches rang to the sounds of construction as the place became a centre of shipbuilding. It specialised in fast ocean-going clippers known as Salcombe fruiters. These ships would skim across the waves to the Mediterranean with cargoes of shellfish and return laden with citrus fruit. The estuary's shipbuilding industry declined as iron and steel replaced wooden ships, but this beautiful place soon began to flourish as a destination for visitors, and these days the major activities here are recreational. With dramatic cliffs, sandy beaches, attractive towns, peaceful creeks and deep, clear water, it's easy to see why the Salcombe Kingsbridge estuary is so popular. The estuary is an important site for seagrass, a rare and remarkable marine flowering plant. The seagrass beds form beautiful underwater meadows that host all kinds of fish and shellfish and have roots that help bind the seabed, preventing erosion. But the seagrass beds are also vulnerable. Boat propellers and anchors can scour and rip them up. Pollution is toxic to them, and they are affected by too much nutrient in the water from treated sewage or agriculture. It is a case that highlights the challenges faced in ensuring that use and enjoyment of the estuary remain sustainable for the future. The estuary is designated a site of special scientific interest for its outstanding marine habitats, and there truly is an explosion of life here. Take the jewel anemones, small creatures which attach themselves to rocks and catches prey with poisonous tentacles. These animals come in almost any combination of colours, from orange and green with blue-tipped tentacles to fluorescent pink, yellow and white colour schemes. Among the fish are exotic-looking green-blue and orange wrasse, while bottlenose dolphins and even harbour porpoises venture into the estuary. To help you get a closer look at the Salcombe Kingsbridge estuary, walk guides to the area with audio options are available as free downloads from www.southdevonaonb.org.uk.